digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
All pupils in England could soon be made to study some form of maths until the age of 18, under new plans from Rishi Sunak. Later today, the Prime Minister will outline the new mission to improve numeracy skills. More flu and COVID cases, as well as fears over Strep A, are the reasons behind NHS pressures, according to the Health Secretary. Steve Barclay says more money is being invested in social care to help get people discharged from hospital quicker.
That is often about having the right social care provision. We've got an extra £7.5 billion going into social care over the next 2 years, an extra £6.6 billion into the NHS.
Most train services will not run today, with others disrupted due to the second day of a walkout by members of the RMT union. And in football, Arsenal have extended their lead at the top of the Premier League to 8 points after a 0-0 draw with Newcastle. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
My name's Carl, and I'm a wombat.
Oh, not just any wombat, my very own nephew.
I've come from Oz to stay with my meerkat uncle Alexander and this other fella, Serge.
It's Sergey.
We're having heaps of fun. I unpacked all my stuff.
In my room.
I played them my favourite tunes.
It's 3 a.m.
Ooh, I'm even going to teach them my wombat wrestling moves.
Not yet. Ow.
So watch out, United Britain of Kingdom. This wombat's here to stay.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it with Compare the Market.
Simples.
Colorful.
Coming up next,
colorful,
the business mix
colorful,
on Colorful,
colorful
Radio.
Colorful
Radio.
Yeah. Jodeci format, baby. KC, step to the mic.
So won't you tell me, do you like your girl? Cause I love how you move around. Let's take it to the floor, lady. Let's move up and down. We don't have to do sex, lady. Let's just make the sound. So tell me, girls, are you with me? And all of us could get down. Let's go do the motions, baby. Tell me, girls, are you with me? Let's go do the motions, baby.
But your man couldn't test me by the hairs on my chinny chin nugget. I fake a freak, I'm not faking a fake a freak. No, never know my sheets. So hit me up, I'll be blah, 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 blah. Yes, I rex it, I checks it, I get taken. Hey, so be my baby.
Baby,
yeah, next, I flex, put hickeys on her neck. I zoom in more boom than Rex in the flex.
Jodeci say,
it won't be
Colorful, the business mix. Colorful radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you, wherever you may be. I hope you're not as cold as I am. I am Chrissy, and welcome to the business mix.
I'm Rachel, and Chrissy is always warm in our studio. Come on, we always
Today, love.
not today. Welcome,
hey-ho.
Welcome to the business mix. As always, we're here to bring you the best in all things black business on Colourful. How have you been apart from cold, Chrissy? How's it been going?
It's been okay. I can't complain. The weeks have been flying by.
Yeah.
And I'm, as we said, I think that last week, I'm just starting to wind down. But it's good.
Getting ready for that new year-ish,
Rachel. I actually looking forward to next year. Let's start fresh. Let's go in with a bang. So,
I hear you. Yeah, it's been quite a busy one for me too. There's been a few events that I've been to, but I think we'll leave those for another day. But all I can say is Black business in the UK is doing kind of great right about now. So Black businesses, give yourselves a round of applause. I think this year you guys have been amazing. And if you've been supporting a Black business this year, any of Black businesses this year, again, give yourselves a pat on the back, round of applause, give yourselves a little cheer. Thank you. And long may it continue into 2023.
Indeed. And I think maybe one of our next shows should be kind of looking at what Black businesses we've supported, Rachel.
Oh, wow.
I know you're always supporting one or two. Yeah.
Yourself included. That could actually be quite a good shout, my dear. Okay. Now, as always, it's one of our favourite times of the month, one of our favourite shows where we introduce the great guest, which is known as the Masked Shopper. Welcome, Masked Shopper.
Afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are. Ladies, how are you all?
Yeah. Very well. It's lovely to hear your voice. It's been a while.
I know. It's been ages. I feel like I want to go into a song, but I can't sing, so I'll spare your listening.
Oh, no. We don't mind. We're family. Stay away.
No. So cruel.
We know. I know some great vocal coaches.
Maybe wow, next Rachel. Year.
That would actually be a great reality too. Oh no, I think they've done that already, haven't they? All right, forget that. Scrap that idea. The choir already exists. It's okay. How have you been, Marshoppa?
Yeah, I've been. It's been a bit of a mixed bag. I don't know about anyone else, but like as soon as the months turn from, I don't know, September, I was just ill. I've been really, really ill, so I haven't really been able to get out and about and, you know, patronize my Black businesses as much as I would have liked to, but finding other ways to still support them. You know, Black business, Black pound is still always at the forefront of my mind. So, but getting back on track, we've still got what, 5 weeks till, well, how many weeks we got until Christmas? About 4 weeks till Christmas. So there's a lot of shopping time still that I can pack in there. But yeah, some exciting things coming up, events that I've got planned. And also, yeah, some shows that I actually missed as well. So The Woman King, Black Panther, I've missed them all because I've been ill. So it'd be good to be able to go into the cinema, hopefully local Black cinemas or Black. I saw over the last couple of weeks, I don't know if you guys saw any of these, but organisations and businesses that were, or event businesses who were organising screenings. And some of those I really wanted to go to, but I missed them. So woe is me. So hopefully I'll check to see if there's any of those that are still available that I can get to see Black Panther and The Woman King this side of the year. Because I'm always late to these shows, so late. Last, the previous Black Panther I didn't see until 2 years in. So everyone was going around.
Wow.
Right? This is how late I was at the party. So everyone was talking about Wakanda Forever, Yes Auntie, all of those seminal things, and there I am in a room just stopping like an idiot.
I feel like it took me a while to see. No, it did take me a while to see Black Panther. I'm not really I'm not a Marvel, so I had to, it took me a while to actually realize that, oh, so this is part of a whole ecosystem of a story. It's not just a film about the Black Panther.
So they're kind of like on my Christmas list of things to do, to get back out there and really just see how Black businesses are doing their thing. They're maximizing the Christmas and the seasonal opportunities that are coming through. And just catch some good vibes before we bounce into 2023.
Catch some good vibes indeed. There's one place that we still haven't gone to, Rachel, which is Black Eats in Hackney. Now they've just recently, they had their last gathering event, do you call it? Yes. Eats. But I keep saying next year we will be there.
They have just announced they're doing, or I think they were maybe their second or one in Brixton now. They're doing one in Brixton Market.
Oh.
Did you not know? This could be our next
question. Pass me. No, I think it should. Okay. I definitely think it should. Anyway,
we'll make it a date. Masked Shopper.
Yeah.
Just wondered if you could bring someone. We might have gathered some new listeners since you were last on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just to reintroduce yourself, who you are, and how did you get into this shopping with Black businesses, and how do you do it, and why?
Yeah, I'll be quick. So, it's good to reintroduce myself to some new listeners. So, yeah, basically, I think it was especially over the pandemic. I just saw that there was a concerted effort to support Black businesses, which is great. But then actually, I think one of the key things is to ensure that it isn't just a token gesture, but also to really just make sure that the flip side of it is that we're seen to be giving good customer service. Yes. So really, the Masked Shopper really was born out of, giving reviews to Black businesses. And one of the things I recognized quite earlier on is that, yes, we're great at producing products and services and all of that, but the customer service is always the thing that generally lets us down. Mm. So I really wanted to look at how I could demystify that. And then the other thing, I just realized the power of the voice. And so I really wanted to just amplify and celebrate some of those businesses and demystify that actually there are really good businesses that are doing Black bone businesses that are doing great things out there, and that they should be supported whilst giving them positive feedback, because I honestly believe that word of mouth is the best endorsement that you can have. Tried and tested review of a product, you've had a good experience, and then you share that knowledge with your wider community. Yeah. So that's why it was born out of. But fundamentally as well, during 2020, I had a moment just to sit back and just realize where all my outgoings were going. And I really thought, well, actually, I need to be the change that I actually want to see. So I really looked at some of those key items that I buy, and I made a conscious effort to reprioritize where I spend my money. And so I set myself a challenge every year to shop with Black businesses and really increase that share of money that I spend on businesses in general, and put it into the Black community and consciously go out and find these businesses. So it was really born out of those kind of key areas of my life. And even, you know, going through that journey, I really felt as if I'd enhanced my own knowledge of Black businesses, but also in terms of the quality of products that I engage with, and just really a better understanding of where my money goes. And so that was really important to me. So, and then obviously, you know, I connected with you guys, and you've given me a totally different platform to really just kind of explore how else we can support businesses, but to keep that conversation going. Absolutely. So yeah, and it keeps on, you know, we have these shows once a month or thereabouts, and we're able to just keep this conversation going, keep Black businesses out there in the news, and support them and share with the wider community. So in a nutshell, hopefully that's a good summary of how the whys, the what's, the where's, and the when's. Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's always good to be reminded of how we started and like where you've been brought to. And I have to say that we've really, really enjoyed, I think, having you on and you sharing your experiences, good, bad, indifferent, in between, you know, but always coming with a solution focused, progressive mindset. On how, okay, even if the experience wasn't great, what could we do, or how can we change that for next time? You know, so I'm really, yeah, I love the changing of the narrative that we often hear about Black business. Yeah,
absolutely. And during this time, although you're anonymous, but people can see your reviews, how's the feedback been? From those that you've reviewed, those who you've used, and so forth.
Yeah. Do you ever hear back from the businesses?
Yeah, some of them. I think it's generally at the beginning when we do the purchase, then and I've done a review, so they're grateful for the review, especially if they're a startup. And it's almost number one, they from their end, they fulfill their order But on the other end, they now know that someone has received it, grateful for it, and is using it. And I think that's really quite, you know, that's a game changer for someone who's literally just starting out. It's an endorsement from someone that's not their family. So I think there is that. But actually, and I think this lends itself to maybe one of the previous episode that we covered in terms of that follow through. Today, I've received at least about three email communications from businesses that I've supported that's continuous that conversation with me. So they talked about what offers they've got coming up for Black Friday and Christmas. And so that's what I want to see from those businesses. And, you know, I've supported, you know, I'm sure nearly about 100 businesses over the last couple of years through Black-owned businesses. And out of those 100, you would expect that not all of them will be able to. Some of them may have survived, some may not, and so on. But it's good to see that they're keeping that conversation going, even by, you know, emailing me offers and updates and things like that. For me, that still says growth. That says they're still in the game, they're still pushing. So it's really good to actually still see that. And in the early days, when I did start doing the reviews, I did have a few, you know, businesses offer me to set, you know, send me testers and things like that, but I didn't really want to compromise my identity by them knowing exactly who it was that purchased for them. So and that was never the premise of it, to get freebie out of them. It's really to buy something that I needed, use it, and then give them that review on the back of that. And so, you know, it's not about it was never about getting complimentary gifts or anything like that. So in that essence, I just told them to pass it on to someone else, to pay it forward and give that to someone else, so that, you know, they can build up that good customer serve with someone else, or give someone that they needed. So I've had different kinds of feedback and, you know, communications with them. And this year, you know, I talked about a lot of my spending will be going more on terms of knowledge acquisition rather than actual physical products. I've really been trying to limit my physical product. I just have nowhere to put them, actually, to be honest. And the things that I used to invest in quite a lot, i.e. hair products and beauty products and things like that, because of the quality that I'm getting from Black businesses, I only have to use them a little more. So they're going further.
Yeah.
So therefore, product that I bought at the beginning of this year, I'm still using, because I've only had to use it quite sparingly. So I don't know how businesses then take that, because obviously buying more is how they generate revenue. But that's a problem for them to solve, not necessarily for me to solve. But the fact of the matter is that the quality of the products that I'm getting, that I've purchased, you know, they're still here with me. So that's a testament of those businesses that are coming through. And do you know what? It really just filled my heart with absolute joy to know that I'm getting quality products from people who are making products for me, who get me in my essence of, you know, what I need and things like that. So, a bit of a mixed bag, but it's been good.
Well, we look forward to seeing how it progresses into 2023 with you then. Posted, and we'll stay tuned.
Of course.
Definitely. So what are we discussing today? So you said you've been ill, so haven't been purchasing as much, but what are we speaking about today?
Okay, so I think we'll do it in a kind of like a game of two halves. No football analogies here.
Well done. No.
And that's it. No more puns or anything.
No more football. All right, we're done.
Well, from me anyway. It's your show, obviously. stop making me laugh, lady. So, I'm going to just list a couple of things that I'll be, events that I'll be planning on going to this side of the year. Events was one of the things that we discussed, especially in the last show, in terms of, you know, just going out there and spending time, especially Christmas party, socializing, good vibes. So we can discuss a couple of those. Christmas present gifting, so like some stocking fillers that we can use. And then also I just wanted to end on, I know it's a tough time for everyone, the cost of living for Black businesses especially, it's going to be tough. And so I just got kind of like a top 10 things that we can do to support Black businesses. Some of them do involve purchasing, and some of them it's really about goodwill. So yeah, so maybe if you don't have the finances and you're actually looking to have a frugal season spending, then there's other ways that you can support black-owned businesses that show, you know, that still shows them love. So hopefully a bit of a three-course meal there in terms mm-hmm. of discussion points. But yeah.
Cool. Love it.
Hi. Well, number one, let's go.
Yeah, okay. Let's go with the event.
So the event. So it's funny you mentioned Black Eats, actually, because I have been to them, the one in Hackney.
Yep.
The Bohemia mm-hmm. Market. So actually they, and I thought they'd actually, because I went to one just before, and this wasn't the reason I got ill, but I went to one a few weeks before I got ill. And I think it may have been one of their last ones for that period. But now they've, I did receive an email and say that they're open again from the 26th of November to the 18th of December every weekend. Mm. So it'll be interesting. I'll try and pop down to one of those. Because it was such a good vibe. It really, even though it's cold, I think, you know, you do have to put on your duvet. Yeah. You do have to, yeah. But it's, I feel like the energy and the vibe there, it does make you warmer. And it's probably warmer outside than it is indoors. So, yeah, so that's definitely on the list of things to do. Me and a few of my friends, actually, we're actually started planning places to go, and lots of places are actually booked up. So with this one, you don't actually have to book. Exactly. So it could be a case that you just rock up relatively early. Yeah, and you know they do sell, I think, rum punch and things out there. You know, the rum will make you warm anyway. So
there you go, warm from the inside.
They've got music. So you can have DJs. You can do a little 1-2 step, keep circulation going.
Yeah, it sounds like a Zumba class. You attend. I mean, literally, I'm going for some roti.
Do you get rum punch at your Zumbas?
No, but do you know that they do? I have seen, like, they have like gin yoga and bear yoga and things like that. So
wow,
you say it, you put it out there, and there's someone that will make it happen. I bet you, there's some person. Yeah, out
could
there
you
that
imagine will... that?
Yes,
under the influence and doing yoga. My goodness.
Yes, they can. They currently call. Yeah, they currently call it dance hall, don't they? So yeah, just so, yeah, it's just so different. And then the other one, I'm really looking forward to this. So there's an event called the Beauty Beats. It's on Sunday in Russell Street. So I've got my tickets there. So I pray I stay well and I'm able to go. But it's a beauty show from 10 till 6, I believe.
Yes.
On Sunday. So I've got my ticket and I'm going to that. So it'd be good to pick up some nice little bits, meet some new businesses, and just spend. It's payday as well. So so I'll be
and
spending.
Where's that? Where did you say that was?
That's in Great Russell Street. So was that okay. Holborn Way, I think. I'll journey plan it before I leave. And pray that the trains are working. But yeah, it's all good. So and then obviously I think we discussed it, but I definitely will try to see if there are any events around the Woman King and Black Panther. I really want to see them this side of the year. And I ideally would like to go and see them in a communal environment. But if not, then I'll just wait for it to get on DVD, or I might go to the cinema. But yeah. So that's where I'm preoccupying my time. Stocking fillers, quickly some stocking fillers. So I've just gone through a few of the businesses that I've supported this year, actually, and last year, the products that really stuck in my mind for all the right reasons. So I'll be looking at these brands for to fill some stocking fillers for some friends of mine. So Earl's Kitchen, I've got some really lovely chutney from them. I think it was towards the latter stage of last year. So I'll be revisiting them to see what nice condiments. I love that word. Condiments they have randomly, sorry about that. Jacaranda Books, I mentioned earlier about last show that we did around knowledge acquisition, and that's the way forward. So I'll be looking at see what books they've actually got there, putting them in, buying some for myself actually, but also for a few friends as well. And obviously got to pop down to Black Pound 8. I still haven't been down to their permanent shop in Westfield, London. So I'll be popping down there to see what brands they've got in their store and hopefully finding some really, really great bits and bobs to put.
I'm terrible. I haven't been down there yet. I keep saying I'm going to go down and haven't managed. It's going west, but I will do it. So I may see you down there.
Yeah. But no outing me, right, Chrissy?
I was going to say,
of course not.
How are you going to see her if you don't know who she is?
Very true.
I'll take my mask. What I can actually do is keep my mask on, and you probably wouldn't be able to recognise me.
There
so.
You go. You see. But yeah, no. Definitely. Rachel, have you been down there yet?
I have not. No, I went in. Wasn't it in Stratford? It's the same one that was in Stratford, right?
No, it's in Westfield, London. Black Panda is the one in Westfield. There is one in Stratford,
there
but
was
that's
one in Stratford.
There's fashion meets music, and there was another one.
Pop-up. I think it was a pop-up. Yes, I went to the pop-up in Stratford, but I haven't been to the store in West.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's also My Runway Group, which is in central London, which it'd be good to pop down there again to see what new goodies they've got. I think they're around Carnaby Street. They were there during the summer. And I think they stopped trading for a bit because I went down there and I couldn't see them. But it seems like they've now got another home somewhere around there, around that estate, if you can call it that. But I've got some shopping to do, some places to frequent and visit. So yeah, that's my. On my to-do list.
Your jaunts. Okay, so that's your out. That's where you're going to be.
Do you want the main event? Do you want the...
Yeah, so for those who are thinking, how can I support Black businesses over the festive season?
Okay.
Your 10 tips, let us know.
Okay, so I'll go through them and it'd just be good if you just have a chat, what you think and things like that, as per usual. So shall I start at number one or number 10?
Oh, is it like a... Like a top of the pops type.
Yeah, so I need
say,
music.
Let's start at 10. In at number 10.
Number 10.
Go.
Okay, I like this. Okay, so my first one is if you've booked a restaurant, please attend or at least notify them that you're not attending so that they can make provision either to try and reassign the booking or just not prepare. The overs. So I think it's a courtesy thing. And actually, if some businesses do want to accept deposits, then I think that they should look to do that as well. I know that I saw a crowdfunder of a restaurant, I think they're in Walthamstow or Chingford, and they were actually, it was an African restaurant, and they were actually doing something similar in terms of booking ahead. They needed so many bookings, and I thought that was really, really quite innovative.
I think they got their quota, didn't they?
So I think encourage businesses to do that, but I think from us as consumers' point of view, if you're not going to attend, just let them know so that they can plan ahead.
I'm a bit of a geek like that. I do tell them, I won't be able to make it, or I make sure I cancel it.
It's
on
not
the
even
website.
I don't even think it's been
no geek. But some people don't do it.
They say, we're just not
going to go. Yeah, especially when they don't have to pay a deposit. Yeah. And for me, I'm like, if you don't do that, they are going to start asking you for deposits. And then people have an issue with, I've got to pay a deposit. So I would rather say, do you know what? I can't make it, or I'll ring them if they answer the phone or if I'm on the website and just say cancel.
Yeah, free up the space, man. And I think that's the same. You can apply the same thought process to events as well. If someone has planned an event and you've got limited tickets and you know that it's sold out and you can't go, free up the tickets. Either assign it to someone that you know who can go so that they can access it, or just put it back into the crowd so someone else can.
There was an event the Black British Bloggers did a couple of weeks ago and I couldn't go, and I donated my ticket. Why would I sit on them? And these are tickets that they were paid. They weren't even free. They were paid for a ticket.
Yeah.
But bless somebody else with them.
Actually, there may be a business opportunity, because I'm similar to you. I had last month, I had tickets to go and see, I think there was like a pre-premiere or a premiere after the official premiere of The Woman King. Is it the IMAX? I couldn't go. And so it would just been good if I can literally just say, I can't go. someone else take it, kind of thing. And that's what I did. I think I just said to the person who booked it for me, if someone else wants it, you know, let them have it, kind of thing. But it would be good actually if there was somewhere you could literally just dump the tickets in and say, I've got a spare ticket, anyone available, I can't make it, kind of thing, and someone takes it. I think that will just make that whole process so much easier. But yeah, so that was so I think something like that would be really helpful for businesses. Just if you've reserved a space that you haven't paid for, free it up so that someone else can access it and enjoy the opportunity. Okay, this one may make you give you a bit of a chuckle. Do not ask for discount. don't do it. Just do not ask for discount. Just pay the people. It's a hard time, and if you can afford it, just buy it. Sorry.
I mean, I'm a don't ask for discounts. The price is the price.
Yeah.
But I would always ask, are there any special offers that you're doing? Always, because you know what, we went to a bar the other day, and it was two cocktails for £14, but they didn't tell us. I mean, we've been to the bar before.
We're
just buying our drinks one away. So yeah, I always ask, are there any special offers or any special deals? And necessarily not asking for discounts, but you know what, as well, let's not be, don't be scared of negotiation. However, pick your negotiation points sensibly, because no one's going to Tesco's to negotiate how much they need to pay at the checkout. That's just not happening.
It's true.
Be very mindful, sensible, if you are going to ask for, you know, not necessarily a discount, but some kind of, can we negotiate on the price? I mean, you know, people do, you know, if you're going to buy a car, there's always a bit of a back and forth banter. What's the price? Meet you halfway. No, I'm not going. It's always that.
I mean, does the value of the item matter then in your case, in I guess from your point of view? So if it's like, I don't know, on the 50 quid, is it still worth bartering for?
No, it really depends on what it is. Or, you know, it could be even the quantity. Like if I'm buying three things, it still might be under 50 quid, but I might say, oh, is there a multi-purchase discount or something? And if the answer's no, the answer's no. I'm going to stand there and then try and get into a big debate as to why you should sell it for this price. It's not my product. It's not my service to be dictating what you should sell it for. I, as the buyer, I have the autonomy to decide if the price you're telling me is the value that I need to, am I going to get that value from it or more? And that's it.
It's a buyer's market as far as you're concerned, Chrissy.
Yes and no. I mean, even if it's not sold to me at the price that I've kind of feel that it should be, that customer is out there who will pay the price that is
there. That's true.
That's my thinking on it.
Okay.
I definitely think yes, especially at this time, it's very hard for small businesses to mark down some of the items. I think some people are even looking at having to put their prices up. So then going down again. I'm like Rachel, I'm like, I don't necessarily ask for a discount. I'd rather just pay what it is. My friends have got businesses where I can, I try and use them. I had to have my shower done the other day and it's like, just tell me how much it is. Done. It is what it is. I got a quote from another business, but I'd rather come to you and spend my money with my friends and also your black business. So yeah, I try and just where possible, just pray what it is. It's done. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard out there.
It is. It's a jungle.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's my countdown?
We're number seven. Coming at number seven.
Okay, so
up two places from last week.
Okay, signpost the support where you see it. And I think this is so important in terms of if you see something that a business can benefit from, share it with them. Yeah. If it's not applicable to you, that's fine. But if you know you've got a neighbor business or even, you know, a similar business, but also as a consumer, if we want these businesses to stay afloat, they probably need to access as much support that's actually out there.
Absolutely.
And so if we see anything, if it's not for them, that's fine, but at least let them have the opportunity to decline it. So I think that's, and you know, we probably all receive some form of newsletter from, whether it's our local authority, whether it's, you know, the government, whether it's from friends and family that might share certain things with us, share it with those businesses. Just, have you seen this? Mm. You might be, this might be for you, you know. Have you seen this? This might be for you. So yeah, so I think that's quite an easy one. As and when we get useful information, share it with the community.
Yeah, yeah.
Rach, you're quite good at that, aren't you? You always share something on WhatsApp.
I do. I like to share information, and even if, because I know it might not be for me, but it's going to be for somebody out there. And
definitely.
And I always say, if it's not for you, can you please share it with somebody who might benefit from this? So yeah, I'm a believer in that, and again, that's kind of ties in with the word of mouth type marketing, and recommendations. So yeah,
powerful.
You in at number six.
Thank you. Pay it forward. Now this might be a bit of a controversial one, but I think there's, if you can afford to, and you may go into, I don't know, whether it's a coffee shop or a bakery or something like that, maybe buy something for someone else that that business may encounter. So i.e. Someone who may be begging or something like that for a drink or a cup of tea or something like that, that generally that business may actually see them as someone that they help, and they give them that free tea. Actually, could you afford to buy that tea for if and when someone like that goes in that store, for that business to be able to support that individual, because they see it more than us as consumers, I guess, you know, as we go in and get our coffee and go out. So a bit more controversial, but if you can,
pay it forward.
We don't necessarily need to see who's the beneficiary. We just need to know that we trust that the store will do it.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I guess there's a bit of blind faith in that.
Yeah. I mean, also that's a good tip for the businesses themselves, is to, yeah, make it known that you accept that type of support. So a guest who's been on our show previously, Lorraine Natalie Love, she does an end of year kind of vision, not necessarily vision board, but kind of stepping into the next year. She does that as a kind of girls' night in every year. And one of her tickets on Eventbrite is if you would like to bless somebody else.
So okay.
You know you're not going, and you know you can't make it, or maybe perhaps you are going and you just want to support somebody else, you can buy that ticket, and then she will give that, as you said, anonymously, confidentially, be able to pay that forward to somebody else. So, you know, small businesses could have that kind of advertised or something somehow where, you know, would you like to purchase something for somebody who you know, that we can pass.
A kind gesture or something like that, or something like that. But yeah, I think that's really quite a useful thing for businesses to be able to facilitate, because I think there are some really good natured people out there that want to do good.
Absolutely.
And not necessarily get anything in return for it. And I think shops have got are in a unique position to be able to facilitate that. So yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it's really well, good point made around, you know, businesses can actually support doing that. It's really interesting when you go, you know, go into some places and you could always tell what kind of incidents they've had in there, because they would have some kind of notice saying, we will not tolerate abuse of our staff. And you're like, oh, gosh, what have you been through? And actually, I think you're right. It's kind of like the antithesis to that, the opposite to that is the positive bit. You know, do you want to pay it forward, or, you know? So yeah, I think that's a good idea. Put it out there. Let's recommend it to some businesses. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. The other one, I think, with small businesses, I think. Oh, sorry.
You didn't let me do the introduction.
Yeah.
So, still here at number five. It is.
Talk to them. Like, just have a conversation with them. They're human beings. I'm not talking about, you know, possibly you tell them their life story and everything like that, but it's a really unique position to be able to talk to the business owner. Very much, you know, we go into stores, especially the big stores, and we speak to faceless people. We leave there and we're vexed because we've either had bad customer service, they say no, and that's the answer that we get, or we go and rant on Twitter, social media, stuff like that. Yeah. Actually, we've got an opportunity to speak to that business person right there to really understand what our support actually means to them. They're human at the end of the day. So if you can, rather than it just be transactional, you know, talk to them politely, let them know that they've done a good job, and even if that is your interaction with them, then that's great. But what you want to do is make sure that they leave their store or their work place of work in a good, as positive light, knowing that they've done a good day's job, so that they can then take all of that positive energy back to their homes, back to their community, and the people that they interact with. It's hard out there engaging with customers. Sometimes we can be an absolute nightmare. And that one customer can really ruin your day. And actually, let's not let that be us, in a way. So if you can, be positive.
And that's a really good one. Do you know, sometimes, from experience, you may not sell lots of stuff in one day, but making contacts and saying, yeah, I had a really good conversation, people really nice, people telling me, oh, this and that, or, oh, what about this, what about that? It actually makes your day sometimes, despite maybe a bad day selling. It kind of counterbalances that. It's really important. Yeah. And it's good to talk. Even though I don't really always like talking to people, it is good to talk.
It actually is. And you know what? And you can be constructive. If there's something,
absolutely,
you know, the feedback that you want to give, it might not be, you've done everything correct. It could have been, oh, we really liked the way this happened. However, it would be great if next time you could think about doing a bit more of this.
It's dialogue, isn't it? It's just, it's a conversation. It's communication. Yeah. So, yeah.
You know who's really good at that? What's our dear friend, Miss Natalie Freeman. She's great at that. You'll see her at a market and she'll just be chit-chatting, nice. Just speaking to them and seeing what they do, what they want. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's all good.
Cool.
Where are we? Coming at number four, I think.
I feel like I've got five left, so
that's
it. Keep going. So I don't count in. Okay, so I think I mentioned this earlier, but attend events where you can attend events. But we've talked about that one already, so we can skip through that one. Next one, what number are we on now?
We're in number three now. We're on the countdown. We're on the home.
Okay. Pre-order where you can. Pre-order. So get your orders in early and don't leave it to the last minute to rush and make it their problem. Pre-order. Sort yourself out. Organize yourself, people.
Amazing. Okay, so yeah, I guess that means we have to plan in advance. We've got to know what we need and what we're actually doing with our lives. Is that what you're saying?
Just a little, you know. I mean, I feel like there's certain fundamentals. You know what you're going to be eating Christmas, right? You know if you're going to be turkey, beef, pork, whatever it is, gammon, whatever. So, you know, get those orders in early. If you're going to be looking for your plantains and all of that kind of stuff, your pineapples or whatever it is people have on their Christmas meals, get them in early. Don't put people under stress unnecessarily. Let's make it easy for them to do business with us and us to do business with them.
Okay,
let's organize ourselves. The gift of organization, there you go.
The gift of organization.
The gift that keeps on giving. Okay,
number two, who's vying for the top spot?
Honestly, I swear I'm going to have to merge some of these. But okay, so like, share, post, reviews on social media. You can't, the power of using social media positively.
Yeah.
Use, you know, you have it right in your hands. You have your mobile phones. Do it. Just pretty much do a like, share it. Even if you're having Christmas dinner and you're having like planting from your local Caribbean store or whatever it is, take a picture. Show how it is, how that bit of planting is sharing love and it's bringing your community together and you're all able to have that experience together. Share it, tag that business. It might sound romantic, but it matters. So yeah, it's Christmas is a time of love and giving and all of that stuff.
And planting. And planting.
Yeah.
Keep right. Planting. And yeah.
Is it planting or planting?
It's planting.
We're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that today.
We don't need to because we know that it's planting. But
it's all love.
Go into the top spot.
This week.
Ultimately, buy. Buy, buy, buy. Spend, spend, spend. Remember to spend in the Black Pound Den. Just spend with Black businesses. There is so much out there. You know, we've got all these guides and things like that. You can Google and you'll find them online. We've got Black Pound Day. We've got My Runway Shop. We mentioned some of those. Mm. You know, the event I'm going to, the Beauty Beat, I'm sure I'm going to pick up some businesses there. There's going to be Christmas guides. There's Marshall and Brown, who is another one I forgot to mention around my stocking fillers. Amazing rum cakes and just truffles and stuff. Yeah, truffles and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, the ultimate endorsement is purchase. Purchase, purchase, purchase. So where you can, please do. But if you can't, you know, that's fine. There are nine other things that you can do to support Black businesses. But the ultimate one is, as you get, hopefully some of you, you know, may get a pay bonus, Christmas bonus. Is that such a thing? Is that such a thing? I don't know.
I mean,
this year, I doubt it.
I was going to say, this year, companies are trying to heat their offices with your bonus this year.
Yeah, there's even Christmas parties this year.
Oh God! Well,
do it on Zoom. We'll do it on. Bring your phone
back. We'll
do it on Zoom.
Yeah, for only 40 minutes. Because no one wants to buy.
Because no one's paying.
Oh dear. Stop. Yeah. So, okay,
we really ran out of time. I just wondered quickly, were there any? You know, like at the end of Top of the Pops, I used to have an exclusive for what's coming next week. Any tips that you didn't get to say that you just want to give a honourable mention and shout out to?
Do you know what? Just be safe. I'm just going to go out there. I mean, the next show, hopefully I'll be able to do some like proper reviews of events and businesses I've met and things like that over the last year. And like just a culmination of all the good customer service that I've had, kind of like a review of the reviews. But yeah, just go out there, have fun. Remember to, you know, Christmas is a time for family, love. And so make up with those people that you probably haven't spoken to. Reach out to people who may actually be in isolation for whatever reason. Mm. The ultimate gift of Christmas is the gift of love. So let's try and just spread a bit of cheer, kindness and love. And fill our bodies and our bellies on that. So yeah.
And smile. Always smile. Give someone a smile. Offer a smile.
Only if you've got good teeth, though.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She's trying to
leave on and then the teeth
come in. The mask shopper is laughing and she's trying to say, I'm joking, but the words are not coming out.
No. The gift of a smile is the best, the gift of all, if we're all able to smile. So no, I was literally just joking.
Okay.
About that. I was honestly joking about that.
You were honestly joking. Fair enough.
Sure.
If people would like to have a look at any of your reviews, where can they find you? Where should they look?
On Instagram. So BESR, so B for Brother, E for Echo, S for Sierra, R for Romeo, or Black Economy Supplies Review for the long version. But yeah, on Instagram, we are there. You shall be able to see some of my past reviews on there.
Beautiful. Lovely. Thank you very much, Marsh Shopper, as always. Action packed treat. Build show, and we look forward to hearing from you next month.
Thank you, ladies. It's been an amazing year. I really do appreciate the opportunity to come and talk with you guys and just share. And actually I've learned so much from even having these conversations with you. So thank you so much for the opportunity. You guys are doing an amazing job, really, what you do for the Black community and give them the voice, and businesses as well. You guys are doing an amazing job. So hopefully you guys will be able to take some time out to reflect for the, reflect on the work that you go, you guys do as well. It's important.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Chrissy.
Rachel.
Guess what?
What?
We'll be back next week.
We will indeed. Tune in, continue to stay on the Colourful Radio. And we'll see you next week.
Colourful.
The Business Mix. Colourful Radio.
So many reasons why I want it for you, my love. Now you are one third time with my love. Oh. See how the little good things you do, they make me know now. This distance is taking a hold on me for sure. Baby, come. I'm like a younger boy.